水。Check. Skip it a bop. Check.
Woohoo! Doop it a bow!
Dude, yeah!
Okay. You're a wizard. Okay. You just cast a spell on Purdue.
Okay.
What was it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Think of anything. What kind of spell?
The snap out of it spell.
Who did you cast it upon?
Everybody.
Everybody?
Yeah.
All right, what did they snap out of?
Everything.
Okay. There's no right or wrong, don't worry.
Okay, there's no right or wrong.
Hey, yeah. How's it going?
Exactly.
Okay, you just put on glasses.
Okay.
And you see everything as an energy policy. How do you view Alaska?
Here's how I view Alaska. There's energy in Alaska. And nobody knows how to properly distribute the resources that exist. And certainly, this person called the government Palin, the government's gonna come in and know how to distribute it. As if one or the other will know. No, it's bullshit. Here's life. Living under a political class, who doesn't give a shit about you, doesn't give a fucking shit about you or me or anybody here. That's the life we live under. Under a political class who doesn't give a fucking flying fuck. And they give us political rhetoric constantly. Oh, well, change. Oh, well, you know, all this bullshit. Why should we submit ourselves to this nothing bullshit? This is fucking
so
political.
If you sum it up, bullshit.
Bullshit, exactly.
Okay. You can go. You got two more real quick.
Okay.
Obama and McCain. McCain, Obama. They're high school teachers. What subject do they teach? They can teach separate subjects. They don't have to teach the same thing.
I mean, bullshit. Is that a subject?
That could be. You were in high school. Wasn't that a subject?
It was a subject. And how about this? We're going to war with Russia. And there's nothing you can do about it. We are. And we're all fucked.
All right, last one. You're ordering a drink for Obama and Biden. And you're ordering a drink for McCain and Palin. What do you order and how do you toast them?
Okay, damn, that's a hard one. I order I don't even know what I order, but I hope it kills them.
Both? Both groups?
Both groups.
What's your toast?
My toast is, hey, America.
Welcome to America.
Yeah, exactly. Here's my toast. America tried.
And we failed.
And we
failed. Hey. America tried and we failed.
We failed.
That's your toast?
It's not even like.
Do a real toast.
We'll talk. What do you need now?
All right, he's going to finish his thought real quick.
We, America, no, seriously, like.
Come on, I'll support you.
Give me a real question.
He isn't always talking. No, he does. He's gathering it.
No, he doesn't. Why are you doing this when we're wasted?
It's funny.
It's an internet show. It's called What's Up With That?
Okay, so
toast it. Toast it, baby.
All the drunk people.
Oh, yeah. This is we were out here last year.
Free alcohol!
Right. We're going to nuclear war with Russia, and there's nothing that can prevent it.
Yes, we are.
No, it was fine. We're talking.
We're going to nuclear war with Russia, and there's nothing that can prevent it.
Okay.
All right.
Can we talk?
Hey.
We're
I'm dead serious.
No, I agree.
We're going to nuclear war with Russia.
I'm trying to get
we're fucked.
We are not going to nuclear war.
Okay. Nobody fucking cares.
Hey, I'm a Navy diver. Check it out. Seriously, you want to see my ID?
Megan,
I'm fine.
I'm a Navy diver.
I believe
check it
you.
Out. We are not, I repeat, not going to war with fucking Russia.
Yes, we are
okay.
Going
Russia,
to war with
no,
Russia.
Russia's a joke. All right.
No, it's
Russia's
a joke. Fucking joke.
We're going to war with
no,
Russia.
We're not.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah, no.
Look at that. Look at that.
I don't give a fuck what that is.
All right, check it out.
There's nothing
I'm a Navy diver.
The fact that we're going to war with Russia.
I work with
it's
still.
Okay.
I work with.
It's fine.
This is. All right. I just cross-rated it. Alright? We're not going to war with Russia, alright?
Alright, that was a side tangent we were talking about.
That's a joke, alright? A joke.
Fucking,
what the fuck? For real, this is real shit. I can show you my ID.
No, I believe you. I believe you.
We're Navy, dude. We're not going to war, dude.
Alright.
It's alright.
I wasn't asking that.
We're the superpower of the fucking world right now, alright?
The real questions I were asking was...
What's the real question?
Alright, you just cast a spell on
Purdue, what's up with Purdue?
You cast a spell on Purdue. What was it, and who did it affect?
Wait, what are you talking about, dude?
You cast a spell. Like, you can cast magical powers. You cast a spell.
What the fuck?
We cast a spell?
What kind of spell?
What is
fireball, like... A hypnotizing spell.
That one.
An explosion of vagina. That's what it's about, dude.
Who does that affect?
Everybody. Us.
Okay.
Fuck the police.
All males. Exactly.
The second one, you just put on a pair of glasses and you only see things in an energy policy perspective. How do you view Alaska?
Guess what? Alaska? Alaska's a shit. Not really. It's cold as fuck and it sucks. I only did sound trials there on a submarine and it fucking blows.
Yeah, exactly what he said.
He was with me. It's okay.
Okay.
You're going to love this shit.
McCain and Obama are high school teachers. What subjects do they
teach? You know the only difference from Obama and Osama? It's BS. Bullshit, motherfuckers. And McClain, that motherfucker's going to die before he gets to the fucking stage. You know what I'm saying? So it's whatever.
What subject do they teach in high school?
Bullshit.
All right, last one. You're ordering a drink for Obama and Biden. And then McCain and Palin. What do you order them, and what's the toast?
Oh, I know. Adios, motherfucker.
Exactly, motherfucker. Adios, motherfucker.
That's the drink?
Exactly.
Isn't that blue drink?
Yeah.
It's a blue drink. Adios, motherfucker.
What's the toast? You just say adios, motherfucker?
Exactly. It's the same toast. Same drink, same toast. All
right, final thoughts?
Yeah, final thoughts. Fuck you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Power to the people,
motherfucker.
Power to the
people. Yo, power to the
people, man. Hey, Navy divers all the way.
Yo.
I spit in fire, man.
Still Team 1, I represent.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bruh. Yeah, man.
Oh, hey, you want to ask some questions real quick?
For sure, man.
Okay. You just cast a spell on Purdue. All
right.
What did you cast, and who does it affect?
I cast a spell on fucking Cordova. She's a fucking slut, man. She's a fucking bitch, dude. This fucking school's so fucking racist right now, man. Yo, I fucking spit fire, mouth fire, man. This fucking school's going down the drain, motherfucker.
All right. Wait, that's a name? Yeah, I'll blur it out.
Right.
Okay, we can't pick on people specifically.
Right, that's cool,
I understand.
Yeah, for sure, man. They want all our money.
Yeah.
The fact that we're trying.
Exactly.
Dude, I'm in the military. I'm trying my best to avoid school. And they want every dime I have.
Purdue?
Books, yes. And I'm in the military. Like, I can't even afford to go to school. Because every semester, they want every dime for books, tuition. I paid $15,000 a semester.
You're out of state.
Yeah.
I'm in state.
You're in state?
Yes.
That's university.
If I tell
that's
you
not
what,
tuition. No, it's tuition.
No, they call it something else for in-state.
I'll tell you this off the mic because I'll get in trouble.
Okay, I got you now.
Okay.
All right, the next...
Okay, go ahead. And freaking books, man. Like, I can barely afford, dude. I'm, like, kind of finished. This is my last semester. I'm supposed to be a senior. I got deployed for a year.
You'll get there.
Dude, I've been deployed for a year to try to finish school, and my book fees are, like, $500. Every time I freaking try to get tuition assistance from the government, they're supposed to pay for my fees. They tell me there's some issue or something. Look, this is my tweet. Look,
oh,
Air Force. I've been in the Air Force.
He's in the fucking Air Force.
Oh, nice. They wouldn't even pay for my school, but they promised me when I signed that they're going to pay for my school, but they don't.
Dude.
Why did I sign? They told me they're going to pay for my tuition. They don't even pay for my tuition. I haven't even got I just got a budget after being in school for 2 months and being in school for the summer. They won't pay for my books or anything. So what am I supposed to do? I'm a freaking...
Take out loans, they'll say.
Exactly.
In debt.
Why did I join, though? I joined for them to help me pay for my school. They won't even pay for my school. But,
The system, man.
Seriously.
All right. This is next question.
Seriously, like, really frustrating because, like, they're supposed to pay for my school. They're supposed to pay for my medical care because I joined for that.
Uh-huh.
And I don't get any help. And it's, like, pretty frustrating because they're telling me they're going to do this, but nothing happens. I don't want to, like... Really? Because I can get in trouble for this. I'm not allowed to talk.
Yeah, I can't give you my name.
No, I don't. Like, seriously, real quick. I don't use names.
We're not allowed to talk to media or anything because
even the internet media.
It doesn't.
It's not like I'm real media, you know.
When I joined, they told me we will be punished if we talk to media without commander approval.
Really?
What kind? Dude, the military is run like a communist government.
What should I do with this audio? I can distort your voice. I can blur it out. Yeah, I can drop it.
Distort because it's important, dude.
Okay, I'll distort it.
Run like some communist system. We can't even give input. Like you ask.
What's a hierarchical structure? Yeah, you gotta follow the chain of command.
Too much red tape. It's too much red tape.
Because the guy above me has to, like, approve of it to give it to the guy above him, which most likely won't happen. So it's lost.
It takes weeks.
And like I'm lost in the system because I was told they're gonna pay for my school, but they don't pay for my school. They don't pay for my books, so I have to freaking pull out loans, and they're supposedly gonna pay them back, but they won't even pay back my books that they told me. That's the reason I signed. So I mean, it's like just complete lies. I'm like locked in like a system that I'm just lied to. And I can't say anything about because I'm gonna be punished if I say something about.
That's how they gotta keep you in line.
Exactly.
All right, next question. You just put on glasses in which you can only see energy policies. How do you view Alaska?
Oh my god.
Alaska's fucking... Dude, Palin, whatever that fucking bitch's name is. Dude, this fucking... Okay, alright. I'm being respectful, alright? This country is going down the drain, man. I'm telling you, it's fucking full of... scammers, man.
Well, you view Alaska, like, Alaska has a lot of resources. Like, McCain, he wants to drill. That's his new position. 2 years ago he wasn't for it, but now he's for it. That's a good thing now. I think we should drill, but we also have to have other resources. Alaska's like a big, you know, natural gas is there. I mean, we gotta get off of giving our money to, other countries, because transferring all our money to countries that don't like us, we're fighting the people that are getting our money. Like, I'm literally, like, my brothers and sisters that died in the war, died because of the money we're giving other countries that don't like us. Which is, like, horrible. Like, the AKs and RPGs that used to shoot down our F-16s, F-15s, are bought by the money that we gave other countries that don't like us. So, I mean, it's like stuck between a rock and a hard place. We really need a good transition between not using the fuel from these other countries to using, I mean,
our own resources.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I mean, well, you don't want to destroy the environment, too. It's
a complicated situation. Wait, Obama, McCain, Obama, they're high school teachers. What subject do they teach?
What about Nader? You know what I mean? Come on, man. What the fuck? The system is so fucked up, man. If you think about it, we're living in a cubicle, man. We're so fed fucking policies and, like, you know, fucking, like, oh my god, dude, this is so fucked up, man. We're like fucking mice in a fucking rat trap, dude. We're living a rat race, man. This is fucked up, dude.
Sorry, man. Sorry,
no, they don't. No apologies necessary. Man. I hear you.
Okay, McCain, if he was a high school teacher, he would teach World War II or Vietnam history. Obama would teach modern economics, giving power back to the people, as opposed to the industry and companies holding power over individuals. The companies have gotten so strong that they can, you know, cancel healthcare plans. Like, I'm a pilot, and, like, I have family that's, like, you know, been in the industry for so many years. For a company to just go bankrupt and cancel our retirement plans is pretty frustrating, and the economic plan right now. So yeah, definitely Obama would teach
modern economics.
Yeah, and okay. Obama would teach economics. Okay, would teach history class.
All right, you're ordering a drink for Obama and Biden, and then you're gonna order a drink for McCain and Palin. What do you order them, and what's your toast?
Oh my god,
I'm gonna order a fruit juice for McCain. And a little bit of red tampon juice for Palin or whatever her name is. And for Obama, man, hey, man, I'm telling you, bro, I'm going to order you some, a little bit of grape juice?
By Biden.
Biden? Maybe a little bit of Obama juice?
McCain and
His VP. Palin, governor, Alaskan governor. I'd probably give him something a little harder. He's a former pilot, you know, he probably could take a couple drinks. I give him some Everclear or something, you know. And then
shot of Everclear?
Yeah, a shot of Everclear.
Oh my!
He's a pilot, you know,
we can take it.
Us pilots, we
it's
drink
jet fuel.
Yeah, no, straight to the heart. But Obama, probably something lighter, probably like nice Everclear. I'm not a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
On the internet right now.
Mike's Hard Lemonade, tropical version.
Biden
for Obama and Biden. Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Any final thoughts?
I just hope that, you know, it's more than talk. You know, even when Bush was in office, there's a lot of talk, there's a lot of words that are unanswered. I mean, us as troops, we want the same health care and the same education that John McCain got and the people before him. I don't see why I shouldn't get the health care. I've been deployed for a year and I don't even get my freaking education taken care of. I should get my books paid for it. You know, I can leave. Like, you know how many people that are deployed right now are losing their wives, they're losing their children for freaking... they're deployed for something they're not even understand. They don't even freaking believe in. We're there for oil, and you can ask them, but they can't answer because we are censored. We're a censored government. We're there for freaking oil, and we all know that. Even the freaking troops know that. And it's sad that people are dying because they don't want to be there. And, like, I'm just frustrated. I had a couple drinks. I wouldn't say this if I was sober because I am a troop. I respect my country. I love my country. But we shouldn't be there, man. There are people dying. They're losing their wives and their kids. Kids are growing up without their freaking fathers, man.
And mothers.
Yeah, exactly. And mothers. There's no discrimination. The mothers are freaking... We don't have our families and there are people crying. And anyways, I definitely support our troops. I love my flag. I love my country. That's why I serve. That's why I'm freaking in the Air Force. I'm a pilot. I love my country, but there's things that gotta change. Just because... You don't believe in the policies that are in today doesn't mean I don't love my country. I wouldn't sign the dotted line to serve under the flag. So that's all I got to say. All
right, man. This is my final word, man. We're living a rag race right now. We need to fucking get off our fucking heels. Everyone. I'm telling you. Every fucking one. We need to get off our heels. And we need to form a society which is relevant to our existence, alright? This is so messed up, man. Think about it. Come on. We are so fucking we are fed with, like, a system which is so intolerant and non-existent that the policies don't even fucking, like, make sense to us, dude. Come on, we're rats, man. We're rats in a laboratory, man. Come on, dude. Think about it, man. Yeah, exactly. We are fucking so mesmerized by the society. We're so brainwashed. Exactly. Look at the lights. Look at the fucking lights, man. This is a fucking scam, dude. The whole country is a scam right now. The politics. Politics is so fucking shit, man. I'm fucking fed up, man. We need a system which is reformed, man. That's all I can say, bro. Cheers, man. You got a dope job, man. Thanks, man. What's your name, bro?
Zach. Nice to meet you, bro. I'm out here every Friday night.
Right,
I'll be out here at breakfast clubs, too.
What a
service
for
the country, man. There's another voice that you heard.
Man. You got to publish this shit, man.
I will. I'll be online. Excellent. Thank you. Have a good night. See you around. Thanks.
All right, you want to answer questions for an internet radio show?
Certainly.
Yes. Excellent. Okay. You just cast a spell on Purdue. What was it, and who does it affect?
Oh, shit. It would... Dude, I like Purdue.
Well, it could be a good spell.
Okay.
Cure all, a fireball for those cold nights or mornings, or... I don't know, use your imagination.
I would cast a spell on Purdue. These guys won in. Shit, man. If I had to affect official policy, it would have to do with the College of Liberal Arts. Shout out to the CLA here, which is because I think, like, Purdue, for how freaking awesome it is, doesn't give two shits about my major or my school.
It's called Bloomington.
Yes.
I would cast a spell based on my specific major, because neuroscience should not be in the liberal arts.
Look ahead. We'll ask you next.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ask Swayze. Oh, wait. You just put on glasses, and all you can see is the energy policy perspective. How do you view Alaska?
Oh, dude. Well, I don't know much about Alaska, but I know that the answer to fucking energy is not in oil. Like, how retarded do you have to be? Okay, so I don't know. As long as there are, like, forces moving that no one's making happen, a.k.a. rotation of the Earth, wind, sun, water flowing, then there are sources of energy that we had to do nothing, and all we gotta do is fucking harness them. But the thing is, British Petroleum isn't sitting on waterfalls, you know? And they can't enslave African people to harness waterfalls. I don't know. Like, the answer is solar power and wind power, and we don't need to be burning fossil fuels. That is my absolute opinion.
I always wondered if we could harness the energy that people use when they're working out. We've talked about this before. Why can't people ride stationary bikes that would, like, power the gym?
They do. Well, they do have those, like, for kids for video games.
Oh.
Really? Yeah, they do.
I see the ones with the fan attached to the wheel.
Yeah, no, they have some where, yeah, it'll generate the video game that way in order to play. They have to.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's the answer.
Well, I got two more questions, and then I'll ask you. Wait,
worth it.
Obama and McCain, and McCain and Obama are high school teachers. What subject do they teach?
American history.
Yeah.
Both of them?
Sexual education.
No. McCain teaches Western Civ.
McCain teaches history, military history, and religion. Obama probably teaches political science, but honestly, they both bore me to tears. They make me want to cry.
McCain teaches Korean War history from a first-person perspective, unfortunately, because he's old enough to. And Obama teaches stereotyping and prejudice.
All right. You're ordering a drink for Obama and Biden, and you're ordering a drink for McCain and Palin. What do you order, and how do you toast them?
Well, Palin doesn't drink, but McCain wants a scotch, bitches. And I would toast him with... I'm not good at toast. I usually just say prost.
I'd give Palin a sex on the beach, but I'd call it a sex on the snow, and I would toast her baby grandchild. And I would give McCain a highball, and I would not have a toast either.
What about Obama and Biden?
Biden. Something crazy.
I wish I knew my drinks, right?
Horseman? That's just a shot, though. That's not a drink.
Well, I mean, it could be a shot. That's a drink.
Just gin and juice.
I concur. I like
How do you that. Toast?
Straight up.
Shit.
That's fine. All right, well, thank you
for being a minor. Oh, sorry.
All right, now we're ready.
All right. What do you need to know?
You just cast a spell on Purdue
right now.
Yeah.
What is this for?
It's for our website. It's an internet show, What's Up With That? A show not hosted by Ryan Hill.
Okay.
And that's Ryan Hill. I'm not him.
Okay.
We got
a couple questions.
Four.
Okay.
You just cast a spell on Purdue.
Okay,
yeah.
Shoot.
You cast a spell on Purdue. What is it, and who does it affect? Anyone, spit anything out.
Okay. First, I'll cast a spell on all the foreign students. Because there are so many of them that are taking up our space in classes that we can't succeed at the school unless, you overachieve the international students. Next question.
I would definitely cast a spell into the building construction management program that all the women like to build buildings, so they'd be in every one of my classes.
Holy shit, Chris!
You want to say anything?
How you doing, buddy?
All right.
Still in that frat, huh?
That's it.
I just have
Alright, the next one. You just put on glasses, and you can only see things from an energy policy perspective. How do you view Alaska?
Definite resource.
Well, from an energy perspective, I would say the surface is very dull, but beneath the surface, I'd say there's a lot of opportunity for expansion and maybe some oil in the future.
That is profound.
Next question.
Okay. Obama, McCain, Obama, high school teachers. What do they teach? What subject?
Okay, McCain teaches Western Civ, hardcore.
AP?
Definitely AP. Definitely AP.
How does the class score? Fours and fives?
For sure. He definitely grades it very harshly. And then when it comes to Obama, I'm going to say Obama teaches two courses in high school. He teaches AP art history as well as AP American history, Schwazy.
Schwazy?
Yeah.
Schwazy.
Okay.
So McCain,
McCain teaches U.S. government and social policy. McCain's a shit.
All right, last one. You're ordering a drink for Obama and Biden, and then you're ordering a drink for McCain and Palin.
Okay.
What do you order, and how do you toast them?
McCain and Biden, I'm going to go with... McCain's going to go with a scotch on the rocks, and we'll go a Cabernet for Biden, maybe, or, you know. Loosen up a little bit, and then we go Obama. Obama's probably taking a Coors Light, and I don't know. I'm gonna go with a glass of white wine, a little Chardonnay.
How do you toast them?
And then I would toast. Obama, I would toast to the future, to success. To leading a strong government and nation with their policies and whatnot, and McCain, his toast would be get back at those motherfuckers.
I would toast. All right, I would give a drink to Obama. I'd give him the cheapest vodka I could find. Give him
Skulls.
Skulls would be great. Yes, I give him a double shot of Skulls. And I would toast to no celebrity, no power. Now to McCain, I would give him and his wife, I would give him double shots of Blue Label, sit back and tell him the future is yours. That's what I would do.
What about Biden and Palin?
I would say Palin is the best selection that he could get for the Republican Party because it's going to swing a lot of women vote and people that just like standing for themselves and against like government policies that are not necessary.
Final thoughts?
Fuck McCain, Obama, only a toast, no drink to the black man taking it all in stride. That's it.
That's not going to get publicized because you're swearing.
The internet. We can say whatever we want.
Okay, I'm going to say Obama, you know, is a family man. He's a great speaker, and that's what we need in today's society, whereas McCain is more governmental. He's been through the system. He's been, you know, POW. He has his own opinions and has his own agenda, and he's got his, you know, he's got his plan on what he has to do, as where Obama is more as his campaign is a campaign of change, where he focuses on mostly, you know, changing most of the, you know, let's say, if he runs on change, you know, he's changing a lot of, I don't know, you know, he's just reforming a lot of things and, you know, change, you know, there we go. It's enough shit. Have a good night.
Excellent.
God bless.
Final thoughts?
I'm good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Excellent. Thank you. Okay. You just cast a spell on Purdue.
Uh-huh.
What was it, and who did it affect?
I cast a spell on Purdue so that, that's a good-ass question. They opened up parking lots all over the place. Because I can't get no parking spot on the damn campus. That's what it was.
What's up with that?
Exactly.
I don't know, man.
That is Reddit.
Asking random ass questions.
That's what she said.
Hey, you just put on glasses, and you can only see things from an energy policy perspective. How do you view Alaska?
Beautiful. Sunshine State.
Well, it's kind of like Daredevil, you know. I got some wind going over here. I can't see a damn thing. I can't see nothing. I can see auras. I can see those little aura things.
Aurora Borealis or whatever.
Yeah, I can see those.
Borealis.
What?
The Aurora Borealis.
Okay.
And then there's a polar bear out there somewhere too. I see a polar bear out there.
They're evil this time of year.
That's right.
Yeah, dude, they'll claw anyone.
Okay, Obama McCain Obama, are high school teachers. What subject do they teach?
His running mate, my dick. She is a babe.
Oh,
she's so hot. Palin?
That's what McCain teaches?
Maybe 17-year-old daughter. She's pregnant already, though, which
so
is
So what,
problem.
Like sex ed he would teach? What does McCain teach? He's a high school teacher.
Biomedical penis.
Wow.
Think about it.
What about you?
That's interesting. Hmm. McCain.
I want to hear this. Go on. You have my
attention. McCain's probably teaching, you know, stand by your man. That's what he's saying because, you know, he just wants to stay. He wants to stay in Iraq. He doesn't want to fix some of the problems that's here in the country. You know, we got...
Why do you think he picked a woman?
You know what I'm saying? Hey,
it's his only
it's
shot.
It's a desperate move,
although
a desperate move.
Republican, but
I think
it's
his
only
wife
shot.
Number six or seven. I don't know. I can't tell. I lost count.
Oh, wait, now Obama. He's a high school teacher, too. What does he teach?
Fucking... I don't know. What's the most elementary thing you could think of that's friendly to everybody?
Maybe kindergarten?
Like pre-algebra? Like...
Basic math?
Basic, like, you need this class to get into high school.
Japan 4.
Like the bad eels. Socks.
Baboon
eyes.
Okay.
A sack of baboon eyes.
Wait, Obama?
Wow. Obama... I make him a history teacher.
That's probably that's you know,
legit.
I make him a history teacher because he's if he is to win, he's definitely gonna change a big image that's out there on African American people. So we can bring some classy people into the White House, and we don't have to pimp it out or nothing like that. So
white people aren't good enough.
Not yet. That's the next question.
Obama's gonna
next
win.
Next question.
Hey, what's good, man?
Next question is.
You know him.
Yeah.
You're ordering a drink for Obama and Biden. And then you see McCain and Palin, and so you're going to order them a drink too. What do you order and how do you toast them?
Wine and a spritzer.
For who?
Obama.
Okay, well, we are doing both.
McCain would love a whiskey on the rocks.
Oh, what about Palin?
Ooh, she a dirty girl. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, we'll get to him.
All right. Fuck my ass.
What's in that?
Double scotch.
Wait, and how do you toast them?
Baruch Tadronoi. Mazel tov.
What does that mean?
Best wishes. It's in Hebrew.
Okay, nice.
Sure. In Hebrew, huh?
Do McCain and Palin. And then okay. We'll get to Obama and Biden.
McCain and Palin. McCain's too old. He can't get in.
Dude, you know what he's drinking.
Yeah. You know what he's drinking.
Obama's what I want to hear out of you. You know what McCain's drinking.
We'll get in that. We'll
McCain's
get there.
Too old. I'm going to kick him out.
Okay, Palin.
He's out
Palin.
Shit.
I'm going to get Palin to Shirley Temple. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know if she's hard enough. I don't know. Let's go, man. Get him
Shirley Temple. No, we're asking what he'd order for Palin.
Yeah.
What's he drinking? What's Palin drinking?
I'd say Shirley Temple's legit.
Yeah.
Maybe a rum and coke, maybe.
A double?
You gotta play it safe. You
no, know, she's not taking a double. She knows. She knows that she's running for the VP. She can't be drinking doubles. She's gotta be straight up.
Just a single?
Rum coke. Just singing. Single
okay,
rum
dude,
coke.
I gave her double.
Yeah, he gave her a double shot of Scott.
Doubles if you're a VP.
Her 17-year-old's pregnant. Who gives a fuck? She's getting hammered every night.
Yeah, she was, but now that she's the VP candidate, she's got to cut it all off.
Well, her daughter's still pregnant. That shit ain't
Yeah, but her daughter got pregnant before she
like
was the
VP. Like
she'd
push her
candidate.
Down the stairs like I would.
You know? Damn.
Good point.
Okay.
There you go, baby. Well done. Well said. You know what's up. You know
yeah,
what's
have
up.
A good night.
All right, man.
All right. Now Obama and Biden.
I already gave it.
Well, you'd order them?
What I gave Obama?
And Biden.
A spritzer.
A Biden?
A spritzer.
Toast?
Dumb.
Obama and Biden. Let's see.
Actually,
if I'm the club owner.
What is this for? Is this just for your own satisfaction?
Yeah, it's an internet show I do. And its second season. We were out here last year.
Yeah.
I didn't really
think Obama, see, if I'm the owner of a club, I'm going to get the finest wine. You know what I'm saying?
What are you thinking? A Chardonnay? What kind of wine? Dark red?
Sure.
Are we talking a white wine?
We're going to go with dark red.
Okay.
We're going to go with dark red.
Sure.
No, so we're going to celebrate a little bit. We're going to get the music jumping.
After it, right.
We're going to get the big booty women out. You know what I'm saying? Biden. Yeah.
Get it popping up in here.
Well, Biden's number two. He's going to do whatever Obama does. So, you know, we're going to just keep it classy. We're going to keep it classy with him.
I don't hear what you say, though.
Now, what do you toast?
What are you thinking he's drinking?
What do you toast?
You said red wine for both.
Oh, that's right. I was there.
What do you toast?
All of the efforts. Damn. I don't know no Hebrew. We're going to toast. We're going to keep it simple. We're going to toast to change. That's right. To change in history. That's what we're going to do. It's going to be nice and simple. That's like that.
Final thoughts? Sure.
That's it. Final thoughts. Go Obama.
All right.
Excellent. Well, I ran out of cards. It's on a website called The Media Collective.
Wait, so me and him are going to be on
there? Oh, yeah.
Wait, let me think this through.
Good, good, good. Okay, final thought. What do you
got? Can I hold the mic? All right, final thoughts here. My first thought is, if anyone's going to be president in the United States, it should be... My second thought...
I'll blur out the name.
That's fine. My second thought is that women should not be presidents. Not because I do not respect them, because I do respect women in all forms. It's just the fact that they could not handle the pressures that males could handle due to the situations that they have been in personally. That's just me, though. So, final thought is, no women in presidency. If McCain somehow pulls this off, which he probably won't, even though I'm Republican, then I'm going to say Obama for VP. He should be McCain's running mate. And the guy I'm interviewing with, my Democratic buddy over here, he's legit. So if Obama wins, peace be the journey. But otherwise, Palin, good luck with that daughter. Throw her down the stairs or something.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Damn. Okay, you just cast a spell on Purdue. What was it, and who did it affect?
What?
You cast a spell on Purdue. What was it, and who did it affect? Do you have a lighter?
I do.
No, I don't. He's looking for one. I was just...
Okay. Lighter. Who has...
Buddy? About to cast a spell on Purdue.
Huh? What?
To reduce the drinking age.
So who does it affect? Everyone underage?
Yeah, exactly, right? Because everyone should drink and enjoy themselves.
It should be 19, what it had been almost 18. Passed out in October. Yeah, last exactly. October. It should be 19. 19 is a legal age. 18 to smoke, 19 to drink.
I would make the snow go away.
Snow?
For everyone?
Yeah.
No, you stop the Slater Hill.
Yeah, exactly. We Slater Hill. Sled.
You can't
do that.
Okay, you can have a patch of snow on Slater Hill. That's it.
Okay. Okay.
Hang on.
You just put on glasses, and you can only see things through an energy policy perspective. How do you view Alaska?
How do I view... I don't know.
Wait, what's the question?
How do you view Alaska?
No, you just put on glasses... And you can only see things through an energy policy perspective.
Okay.
How do you view Alaska?
How do I view Alaska? I don't think they should drill for oil. Because I haven't been there yet. And I know it's a really beautiful place. And yeah, that's it.
Okay. Obama, McCain, Obama. They're high school teachers. What subjects do they teach?
What?
Obama, he's a high school teacher.
Speech.
McCain's a high school teacher. What subjects do they teach?
Obama teaches speech, and McCain teaches history.
Obama teaches biology.
What?
And McCain teaches physical education.
All right. You're ordering a drink for Obama and Biden. And you're ordering a drink for McCain and Palin. What do you order them, and how do you toast them?
Obama. Probably vodka tonic, because it's smooth. You know, just like his speeches. And McCain is going to be hardcore, like Jack and Coke, right? You feel it.
Okay, but what about for their VP picks, Biden and Palin?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Wait, how would you toast them?
Obama, hell yeah. The
microphone is
made of cardboard, man.
McCain, I don't know.
Same question.
See you last week!
Yeah, I'll come up every now and again.
Palin gets a vodka, no, a tequila shot. So does Biden. Obama gets, I don't know, Glenfiddich.
What?
Classy. Glenfiddich.
Glenfiddich.
What's that?
With scotch. And McCain gets cheap beer.
McCain all the way!
How do you toast them?
Fuck you, McCain.
I know, as you glance, as you're saying there. Exactly. What about Obama and Biden?
Who are you voting for?
I'm not sure. I'll probably throw it away on someone.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, you gotta decide.
I know, I can vote for whoever I want.
Okay, yeah, I guess so.
Who are you leaning towards?
Oh, probably neither.
As of right now, no one?
No.
Why not?
Because I can find faults in both.
I mean, so can we, but you got to make a decision.
No, but that's the great thing. I'm not campaigning for either one, so ultimately my vote is very little. I would prefer probably Obama, just because he's got such a movement behind him. If he fails, those people will be severely disenfranchised, depressed. There'll be lots of suicide, and so we'll lose a lot of young people.
I know. That's what I'm worried about. You know, he's promised a lot of things.
If he fails...
it doesn't happen. But hey... Obama's the shit.
So I'll probably throw it away. I'll vote for someone. I don't know who yet. Maybe, you know Pat Paulson?
Okay, yeah, I do.
You know Pat Paulson? See, he's dead now, but he was a candidate.
Exactly.
From
but
the 70s.
He got votes, right?
Yes.
Yes, I remember.
He
that.
Ran every year since like 74 or something. You toasted both, right?
Yeah.
All right, final thoughts?
I hope Obama wins. Yeah.
I can't vote, but I hope he wins.
Exactly. Same here.
All right. Excellent. Thank you.
All right. What are you up to?
I have an internet radio show in its second season. It's called What's Up With That? A
What's
show not hosted
that?
By Ryan Hill.
Not.
That's Ryan Hill. Honestly, that's not me.
Oh, that's
Ryan Hill. You know Ryan Hill?
It could be you. I don't know Ryan Hill.
Okay. Well, he's around here. He's up in Chicago now. The show's kind of dedicated in his memory. He's not dead. But.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Well, when I say that, people are like, he's dead? What? No, but he always used to ask, what's up with that? To everything you would talk about. You'd mention it, well, what's up with that?
Kind of so, like Seinfeld, but not quite.
The show?
Yeah, you know, Seinfeld's humor is, why is it that
No. Well, the tagline for the show, to sum it up, is it's an absurdist socio-political show.
Interesting. Well, that's cool. What kind of questions are you asking people today? I'm just curious.
No, you got to answer. You can always deny.
Okay,
both of you. Both of you.
Uh-oh. See, you're in
there. Come on. It won't be bad. You cast a spell on Purdue. What is it, and who does it affect?
Oh, me first.
Whoever wants to go first.
Go for it. Okay. How about...
You'll be on the internet.
What?
All right. So you'll get on this, too.
Okay.
You just cast a spell on Purdue. What was it, and who did it affect?
I am amazing, and it affects everybody.
How about we...
Let's do a round robin.
Seriously, like, because I have lived outside of the graduate student world, and I know what it's like to be in the real world, and let me tell you something, this is a really nice safe haven. I'm serious.
The bubble.
I'm serious. No, it is nice. It's very...
That is well said.
Yeah, it's a nice ivory tower, and I think everybody should come back here. Don't forget me, Andrea!
I won't. All right, see you later.
Bye.
I'm out here every Friday.
Okay.
Are you going to be out here tomorrow morning? Breakfast Club? I'll be here. We'll have new questions. All right, anyway, that'll happen. A lot of oneers. They just come in for one and their friends drag them on. But back to the spell.
Back to the spell. How about a...
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
Pretty good, man.
I'm fucking drunk as hell.
Hey, what is that for?
What is that?
The internet radio show?
That's good.
What's up with that?
You know, right now, you can talk like a whole bunch of smack and everyone can make fun of you.
I'm supposed to be at hookah. Okay.
Oh, you just call people out?
They're supposed to be going, I don't know what's going on.
All right.
All righty.
Spell. We've got to stay on track.
How about I don't believe in witchcraft. I think that it's evil and wrong. So that I would cast a spell would mean that I would be in some way involved in witchcraft. So you know, I have to frown upon that question and say that I can't answer it by means of it doesn't work.
That's fine.
No comment.
What?
I said no comment.
Okay.
Oh, you're a celebrity.
You just put on glasses. Uh-oh. And you see everything through an energy policy perspective.
Energy policy.
How do you view Alaska?
Alaska is the great untapped.
Speaking of.
Hey, you too. Okay, give me some. Sorry, that threw me off. What's up, birthday? Sorry, I had to.
That's okay. That's fine. Birthday. Oh, your birthday?
No, I saw.
No.
It's done. I'm done. Okay, Alaska energy policy perspective.
You're wearing glasses.
Oh, I'm wearing glasses.
That you see everything through an energy policy perspective.
I think if we could just build more bridges to get to different parts of Alaska, that we could actually, like, tap the untapped wealth of Alaska. I think we need to get some more earmarks. We need to get some more government kickbacks to Alaska to build some of those very, very important bridges.
No comment.
Okay, Obama, McCain, McCain, Obama. They're high school teachers.
Obama, McCain, and McCain and Obama?
Well, I say it because it goes, you know, I just don't want to put one first before the other.
Okay, okay.
So if you prefer Obama, McCain, or if you prefer McCain, Obama,
okay.
I try to cover both people.
Okay.
They're high school teachers. What do they teach?
I'd say that McCain would teach the truth. He would teach... He would teach telling you what it is and expecting you to believe him that it's true. And, you know, I think he seems, if you listen to him, he's got a pretty good hand on it, all the way things are and everything, regardless of actual facts. So I guess that'd be more truthiness. But anyways. And let's say Obama would teach accordion.
You teach what?
Accordion.
What? No comment.
It's a very complex
issue. Come on, name two subjects. Come on, you can do that one.
Obama, creative varieties. I don't know, English literature.
There's no wrong answer. McCain.
McCain. Beauty school.
Beauty what? School.
Beauty school.
Yeah, for for his VP.
In my defense, accordion is a very complex and difficult subject that takes years of mastery, and there is no true one way of actually playing nor appreciating the accordion. So, the organ. I don't know about him playing organs or anything like that. We're gonna leave that to we'll leave that to the voters.
Okay, you're ordering a drink for Obama and Biden, and then you're gonna order a drink for McCain and Palin.
For both of them?
Yeah, you see, like, okay, Obama and Biden, you're like, ordering, I got something.
We're ordering them a drink, so they're going to share a drink.
Well, I mean, you can order them as many drinks as you want, both of them. And then you see McCain and Palin, you're going to order them a drink, and you're going to toast each one.
We're going to toast them? Okay, well, I'm going to say that for McCain and Palin, they probably need it's pretty interesting, you know, you got the old and the young, you got the two sides of the rainbow here. We're gonna have to get some something with vermouth in it, because I know my grandma drinks vermouth. So we need some vermouth, but because of the youngness and the newness of everything that's cool, we need to add some Red Bull in there, because you know, so something like that, maybe a little Everclear.
What's the toast?
The toast. I don't know. Just something from out of the Godfather or something, like Salud.
No comment.
Okay, the Obama Biden.
Well, they're gonna need to have something like, they're gonna need to have like some Shirley Temples or Tom Collins or something, because you know they can't be drunk if they're gonna be making some important decisions for this country. So you have to keep them in their best wits, I'd say.
The toast.
The toast. I would just raise my glass and let them talk and see what they have to say. That would be the toast.
No comment.
an interesting show.
It is. Everyone will go, why does she keep saying no comment? No one can see you. It's just a microphone.
I know.
I can distort your voice.
Ooh. Okay. Job of the Hutt?
Yeah.
That's actually funny. But no, thank you.
Final thoughts?
No comment.
Wow. That's a... She's practicing being a celebrity.
At least she's consistent.
Yes. Consistent, unlike certain people flip-flopping. Anyways, consistency is important. Even if you're consistently wrong, at least you're consistent. That's all.
Okay. That's it.
So that's it?
Okay. You just cast a spell on Purdue.
No way.
What was it, and who did it affect?
I just casted a spell on Purdue.
Anything you want.
Everyone died.
Yeah. What kind of spell? Just a death spell? Or did they die a particular way?
Everyone just died in their sleep.
It's like a sleep death spell.
Yeah, like, I came out on the street and no one was there. And I just remembered that I wished for the town to be dead and it happened.
You just put on glasses, yeah, and you can only see things through an energy policy perspective. How do you view Alaska?
Alaska is like an island. Well, it is an island, but palm trees, white sand beaches, you know, it's like Hawaii is like Alaska, and Alaska's like Hawaii. That's how it was.
Obama? Hey!
Hey, you!
How's it going?
What are you doing here? Under her?
Doing...
She's Kai. Oh, are you in?
Yeah, I know I'm Kai, yeah. You want to wait a second, do some answer questions? Listen. Got a minute?
Ask me a question.
Okay, hold on, I'm going to finish him. Oh, or we can do a big group interview.
Sure. I'm
okay, the next question is just absurdist socio-political stuff.
Political?
Absurdist.
Yeah,
alright, well, we're swinging all around. This next one's a political one.
He knows what he's talking
McCain
about.
And Obama, Obama McCain, yeah, they're high school teachers.
Alright.
What subject do they teach?
Obama history.
McCain?
Math.
McCain? Gym.
Obama?
What? Home ec. Obama law. And McCain war.
I don't
learn those high school. Obama literature and McCain.
Are you a reporter?
Yep. Calculus.
What are you reporting?
The reporter.
No, yeah. What are you reporting? All these questions.
All right. Ask me a question. Wow,
the next one is you're ordering a drink for Obama and Biden, and then one for McCain and Palin. What do you order, and how do you toast them?
Let me think about this.
Right. That question. You might have to repeat that question.
Wait. You're ordering a drink for Obama and Biden, and then you're going to order a drink for McCain and Palin. What do you order, and how do you toast them?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
What's your chance for
I can't.
I mean, if I'm Obama and Biden, I'm obviously ordering a whiskey and, you know, probably a Sprite or a Coke, probably, because that's what they order.
How do you toast them?
I'd probably say, hey, to progression.
Yeah, to change.
And, you know, a little bit of change, like they say.
Yeah.
But personally, I'd say, you know, just to a little bit of, you know, getting a little better action. Because right now it sucks.
Amen.
And for the other guys, I would give them a Mike's Hard Lemonade, because that's for pussies.
That's what I like to say.
Ouch.
That's I like it, too.
A strawberry daiquiri wine cooler from McCain.
And what about Palin? Is Palin? Is it
McCain
Palin?
McCain wants a wine cooler and Obama wants whiskey.
Oh, we gotta get going. We gotta get going.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. We'll see you around. Nice seeing you.
What?
Are you still in Indy?
Chicago. Near Chicago.
I know.
We would do an Obama mama.
Where? Glenview? Yes!
See, he made that because I just came up with that and he just said
he helped handle it.
Good. Good. Definitely.
All right. Take care.
We do. See you around. Nice seeing you.
Bye.
See you around. We'll see you tomorrow if you're out tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah.
Breakfast Club.
Are you meeting Vicky?
She'll be up for a little bit tomorrow.
We were her friends.
I was like, wait, I didn't do anything.
Have a good night. All right, sorry about that. Did you think? What do you got?
Chocolate margarita for McCain.
Palin? Palin?
Palin?
The P? Palin? Palin?
Not Coke.
How do you toast them?
Fuck you.
Obama and Biden?
To Obama and Biden, I would say, I respect you. That's why I ordered you the best drink on the house, Grey Goose with tonic. Great drink. And tell them that what I like what they're doing, and I hope they can succeed.
Final thoughts?
Final thoughts? Obama, man.
All right, excellent.
Go Obama.
Appreciate
man.
It.
For sure, man.
Thanks.
No problem.
Did you want to answer questions, internet radio show?
Sure, why not?
All right. You just cast a spell on Purdue. Who did it affect, and what was it?
It affected everyone because we're all boozing, having a good time, and nobody gives a shit about anything.
That was the spell, don't give a shit about anything?
Yeah, just have fun. Live it up.
Fire up! You just put on glasses, and you can only see things from an energy policy perspective. How do you view Alaska?
Alaska?
Democratic.
Sure, democratic, but nothing. Except for when you look in the sky, because those, what is it called?
The Aurora Borealis.
That's some crazy shit.
Aurora Borealis.
Yeah.
Okay, Obama, McCain, McCain-Obama are high school teachers. What do they teach?
Obama teaches history and probably philosophy. McCain's probably a PE teacher, except he's too old to move around. Except he's too old to move around. So he's just like, yeah, guys, run some laps and then go to one of my private estates, which I don't know about. Have some fun.
All right, you're ordering a drink for Obama and Biden, and then you see McCain and Palin walk in. What do you order them, and what do you toast?
Let's see, Obama gets a Jaeger bomb because he's the man.
Biden's
his running mate, right? Yeah, Biden, you can have a Jaeger bomb too. But McCain, let's see, what's a good girl drink? McCain can have a Shirley Temple because he obviously can't remember things when he's sober. So
Palin
can have the same thing too.
What do you? How do you toast them?
Toast. To a democratic presidency.
Fuck the media.
Yeah. Fuck we're going to toast to a democratic presidency and everything else is done. What's going on?
Alright, thanks. That's it. That was the last
like
one.
Some internet radio thing.
Oh, sure.
You want to ask a question real quick?
Yeah.
Alright. You just cast a spell on Purdue. What was it and who does it affect?
Dave, right?
Yeah.
I remember.
All of Indiana.
What was it?
If I did it?
Yeah, like what kind of spell?
Oh, shit. Liberalize the whole fucking world, man. That's how I do it. Is this going on for real?
Yeah,
or what's
internet,
it do?
Yeah.
Oh, right now?
No, I have to edit it, and then it'll go up. It'll be in about a week.
Oh, cool, man.
You just put on glasses, and you can only see things from an energy policy perspective. How do you view Alaska?
No, there's mad resources there. It's just like save the damn polar bears and... Don't drill through the world, man. Don't drill through the earth.
All right?
Yeah.
Obama, McCain. McCain, Obama.
Obama.
They're high school teachers. What do they teach?
What do you mean? Like, what?
Obama's a high school teacher. What does he teach?
Oh, what does he teach? Public speaking.
McCain?
McCain teaches how to use a gun.
You're ordering a drink. You want to feel free to answer any of these.
All right.
High school teacher?
Anything?
If Obama was a high school teacher?
He'd be a basketball teacher.
McCain?
History.
Wait. Obama and Biden just walked into a bar. You're going to order them a drink. McCain and Palin walked in as well. What do you order them, and how do you toast them?
I don't order them anything. I order, Wait. Yeah, I'll order them. I want to see them as drunk as possible. I'll order them the strongest thing, maybe a martini or something. Obama, I'd like to have a beer, nice beer, a scotch or something nice.
What about Biden?
Yeah, same.
Okay, how do you toast them?
How do I toast them?
hopefully good 8 years, man. That's all I got to say. Good 8 years.
Kane and Palin?
Get out of my goddamn fucking face, dude. That's all I got to
say. What's wrong with McCain, dude?
Fuck McCain.
Yo, he did his duty. Good for him. He's a good man. Not doubting anything with that. He's right now he's unfit to be a president in this economy, how it is right now. I'm not doubting his overall personality or anything. He's just we need youth. We need liveliness, we need youth. We don't need another old fogey in the White House, man. I'm sorry.
I'm undecided.
Now order the drink.
Ordering the drink. I mean,
what do you order for Obama and Biden?
If they're on the college campus, I think both should drink a warm shot of McCormick's and lemonade.
All right. What about McCain and Palin?
Both of them.
Both groups.
Both.
How do you toast them?
Yeah, that's right.
Have fun. Have fun.
All right. Final thoughts.
Nothing.
Oh, shit, you're the guy from Ecuador.
It's fine.
Yeah, I remember.
How's it going?
Hey, man.
All right, nice questions in our radio show. Hey, appreciate it, man. No, I'll be out here every Friday. Have a good night. Thanks, you. Appreciate it. Did you?
What?
Did you want to answer questions in our radio show?
Answer questions? What kind of questions?
Or absurdist sociopolitical?
I'm from Ecuador, so I don't know this
shit. That doesn't matter.
All right.
If you don't want to answer any, just say, I don't want to answer, or no comment.
All right.
You just cast a spell on Purdue. What was it, and who did it affect?
I don't know. If I just cast a spell, I don't know, probably on sororities. Invite us up there. Have some fun.
Like a teleportation spell?
Yeah.
All right.
I can't believe that worked.
You just put on glasses, and you can only see things from an energy policy perspective. How do you view Alaska?
Like energy-wise?
That's all you can see now is energy policy.
They're getting fucked with all the oil, right?
I'm sorry?
They're getting screwed up with all the oil and stuff, right?
Alaska?
Yeah.
Wait, are you talking about coming in?
How much? Yourself?
Nah. Yeah, they have it up.
They're getting exploited by all that shit. Yeah, that's fucked up, because, I mean, Alaska is like a really awesome place. I've never been there, but I've seen like pictures and stuff, and it looks all naturalistic. Only they're exploiting it by getting all the oil and constructing mines and shit. So that's, I don't really like that. That's messed up.
My friend Don's place.
Obama and McCain are high school teachers. What do they teach?
Obama probably history, like really useful stuff.
All right, later guys.
I'm bye. Obama all the way.
McCain?
I don't like Republicans. I don't know. He's probably like a horrible math teacher or something like that. For real.
You're ordering a drink for Obama and Biden, and then you're ordering a drink for McCain and Palin. What do you order them, and how do you toast them?
For Obama, I'll probably order him a scotch on the rocks.
What about Biden?
Yo, where you at?
That's his vice president, right?
Fuck that. Are you at the 306?
Probably a vodka with orange juice.
And how do you toast them?
You better beat McCain. You better beat McCain.
You want us to meet you?
All right, now what about McCain and Palin?
McCain? I wouldn't want to give a drink to McCain. He'll probably start a war somewhere else.
What about Palin?
Palin.
Whatever. Give her a fucking milk or something.
How do you toast them?
Hope you lose, motherfuckers.
Straighten up your family.
Yeah. For real.
Final comments?
Yeah. No final comments. That's it.
All right. That's it.
To start.
Oh, wow. Almost on time.
Almost on time. I never on time, actually. I have a song about not being on time.
Play that 1 second.
I'm going to play that one last, actually.
Play wooden jacket. You dedicate a whole show to the guy and he gets his shit.
Yeah. This isn't his show. He just jumped in on it the last minute. Yes.
I
don't know all of you that are familiar with the media places.
Oh, look at
it. Yes, I'm plugging a show that I'm plugging a website that my buddy Zach has called Media Collective.
MediaCollective.org.
Apparently, there is a radio show that is not hosted by myself, Ryan Hill. And this is actually not hosted by me, but That's what it's called. It's not. What is it called?
What's up with that?
What's up with that? The show not hosted by Ryan Hill because I don't host it. A little plug. And it's good to see a lot of people here that I haven't seen in a long time.
Strange indoors.
Yes.
Good thing I got the audio on it, though.
Yeah.
So that will be on the next one.
We should just start the show out with that.
What?
So just start out.
Start the next show with my.
All right, still on Ryan Hill. I'm opening up for Benjamin Ezra. I'm not going to say his last name.
What you say? I'm wearing headphones and I got curly hair. What do you know?
What?
Trey.
Hey. How's it going?
Hey, I got hair.
Anastasio.
Trey. I got hair and a beard.